same old story.
Listening to a special tribute to Irish rock and blues on KKRN Bella Vista in Round Mountain. And don't forget to stay tuned, because we will be giving away a couple gift certificates later. And that was, of course, The Great Taste. Now, while touring heavily, Taste was on the bills with such groups as Deep Purple, John Mayhall, Black Sabbath, Mott the Hoople, King Crimson, Steve Miller, and being the support group for Blind Faith's only U.S. tour. By this time, Taste released their second album titled On the Boards. Released January 2nd, 1970, this track is called What's Going On.
What's going on? Can you correct my vision? Helping my decision? What's going on? You know what I'm needing. You won't find me kneeling. Should I be standing on a chair? My hands are waving in the air. You know as well as I do now, to get to you somehow. What's going on?
Can you correct my vision? Help my decision.
Yes, off Taste's second studio album, that was What's Going On. Taste also released Live and the legendary Isle of Wight album, where at the time he was touring with such bands as Jimi Hendrix. Sadly, on the brink of international success, Taste broke up due to management issues. Of course, this did not slow Rory down, though. He hired bass player Jerry McAvoy and drummer Wilger Campbell, along with his brother Donald, as manager. And that was a whole fresh new start. He released his first two solo albums, the self-titled Rory Gallagher debut album and the second album, Deuce. By 1972, Rory was Melody Maker's top guitarist over Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page. He released his first live album that also earned him his first top 10 album. This is the first Rory Gallagher album I ever heard, starting off with the blistering guitar riffs of the song Messin' with the Kid and Laundromat. The third song also blew me away. I was wondering how a 24-year-old Irish guitar player could sound more deep down Delta blues than most American players I have heard. When you hear this next track with Rory's famous slide playing combined with his harmonica playing, you will know why Muddy Waters invited him to play on the Muddy Waters London Sessions album. This next track is off Rory's Live in Europe album, released May 1st, 1972. This is I Coulda Had a Religion.
Let's take it back a little bit and do a song called I Coulda Had Religion. Thank you. But my little girl wouldn't let me pray. I swear to the world she drove my spirit away. She drove my spirit away. Drove my spirit away.
But my little girl legend.
Oh yeah. Off of Roy's Live in Europe album. Now you know why Muddy Waters wanted Roy to play with him. Soon after Live in Europe, Wilger Campbell left the band, and Roy switched to a four-piece band, bringing on keyboard wizard Lou Martin and the ambidextrous, hard-hitting Welsh drummer Rod Diath. Putting out two more studio albums, Blueprint and Tattoo, the band kept their heavy tour schedule, touring with such bands as Faces, Black Sabbath, Fleetwood Mac, ZZ Top, Montrose, and Deep Purple. During the winter of 73, Roy was playing dates in Ireland and Northern Ireland. By this time, no other major bands were playing Northern Ireland due to the Troubles. This next live album was recorded at Belfast, Ulster Hall, Dublin's Carlton Theatre, and Cork City Hall, and shows that Rory was an unstoppable force in rock and roll. This next song really highlights Rory's searing guitar slide playing, and off the Irish Tour 74 album released July 1st, 1974, this is Cradle Rock.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, Rory Gallagher.
Thank you.
All right, off the Irish Tour 74 album, that's Cradle Rock. And after the Irish Tour album, Rory was invited by Mick Jagger to replace Mick Taylor and join the Rolling Stones. Rory practiced with the Stones minus Keith Richards, who was in bad shape at the time and did not show up after 3 days. At that point, Rory said, "Thank you, but no thank you." In 1974, Rush was the opening act for Rory on their first U.S. tour. In 1975, Kiss was Rory's opening act on the U.S. tour. Rory put out two more studio albums, Against the Grain and Calling Card. After that, Lou Martin and Rod Diath left the band, and Rory went back to a power trio, bringing on board drummer Ted McKenna from the sensational Alex Harvey Band and later for the Michael Schenker Group. Then came studio albums Photo Finish and Top Priority. The next live album was compiled from Rory's 79 and 1980 world tour. It has tracks recorded in France, Ireland, Australia, and here in the United States, including a venue here in California at the Old Waldorf in San Francisco. Now, all you guitar players out there, take notice that Rory did not use a tremolo bar or a wah pedal, but pay attention to the dives and tremolo sounds he gets. That, in combination with his shredding guitar licks, is why I refer to Rory as the master of the Stratocaster. Off the Stage Struck album released August 1st, 1980, this is Moonchild.
Thank you.
Yes, Moonchild by Rory Gallagher off his Stage Struck album. Now, you're listening to KKRN, a special edition of St. Patrick's Day Irish Rock and Blues Tribute. And we're broadcasting out of Round Mountain at 88.5 in Northern California. And if you're enjoying the show, drop us an email and tell us your name and where you're listening from. We'd really get a kick out of that. So after Stage Struck, Ted left the band and Rory hired Brendan O'Neill on drums. Rory put out three more studio albums, Jinx, Defender, and Fresh Evidence. And at this time, I'd like to thank Donald Gallagher and his son Daniel for keeping Rory's music alive by releasing previously unheard music and the phenomenal DVDs such as Irish Tour 74, Live at Montreux, Rock Palast, Ghost Blues, and the much-anticipated Isle of Wight DVD, which just so happened to be screened at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yesterday. And if you would like a gift certificate for Harried Music, be the third caller at 337-1885. And here's one of the albums after Rory's passing in 1995 called Wheels Within Wheels. And on this track is a more traditional folk tune where Rory teams up with the Dubliners. This is called Barley and Grape Rag.
Town.
Alrighty. You can check out more about Rory at www.rorygallagher.com. And congratulations to Lorene Oliveira, the winner of the gift certificate from Harried Music. Congratulations. And I hope you're enjoying the show. This is KKRN in Bella Vista, broadcasting out of beautiful Round Mountain. And just to let you know, every year in Ballyshannon, Ireland, there is a Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival, which I have been fortunate enough to attend 3 times. Put on by Barry O'Neill and the Ballyshannon Town Council, it's absolutely the best music festival I've ever been to. People from all over the world attend, and there are dozens of Rory cover bands such as Moonchild from Ballyshannon, Centerboy, Dave McHugh, Jed Thomas, Defender, and Barry McGivern's Double Vision. There are also many bands that play their own original material along with a few covers. And Jed Thomas does that too. I'd like to give him a big shout out. And that leads me up to the next 2 Irish bands. First off is Johnny Gallagher and the Box Tie Band. Hailing from Bundoran, Ireland, Johnny is one of the finest guitarists touring the UK and Europe, along with his brothers James on bass, Paul Rick on keyboards, and Sean O'Reilly on drums. Johnny is a gig you absolutely don't want to miss. And on these recordings, Michael Christie was actually on drums. So here's a few from Johnny Gallagher. Hope you enjoy.
One man on a seesaw is no fun, said the wiser man with the gun. He just smiled and turned away. Shot his gun into the sky. A little bird with one wing, he can't fly, but he can sing. It just sits around and chirps all day long. Little does he know that all the people down below are standing looking up at him and listening. And he makes all the rules. boy, we is the fool. This I know, and she's got me in a spell. She's the wicked queen of pain. She can play a game so well. She controls me and she loves to see me crawl. I can't escape, she's got my back against the wall. Fall into the fire below, this is heaven, this is hell. Like a poison in my veins, I don't want to break these chains. It's a crazy sensation. Now I'm lost in temptation, and she knows she can bring me down. I can't help myself, but I don't want to talk about it now. Darkness I can't see, but I know she's somewhere near. She always makes me wait. I feel the tension in the air. How I hate the way she took away my pride. I take my pleasures on the darker side. She's got lightning in her touch. She can take me everywhere. Like a fever in my soul, burning like I've never known. It's a crazy sensation. Now I'm lost in temptation, and she knows she can bring me down. Yeah, I can't help myself, but I don't want to talk about it now. We'll be right back.
I don't wanna talk about it now.
Johnny Gallagher's debut album. That was Bird, followed by I Don't Want to Talk About It, and the last one was called Red Light. And Johnny's also been on the same bills as Johnny Winter, Carlos Santana, Joe Satriani, among other music legends. So let's hear a couple off his second album called Studio Sessions.